Really, right here. Right here in front of me, right on the counter. Well, this I gotta see. Yeah, sure, set it up. It's something new every day, I tell you. Well, no, that's not true. Very little changes to the diner, but every once in a while they get an idea in their heads. Today, they're going to make pumpkin pie right in front of you. Benihana style, or Benihaha, or whatever. What's the Japanese restaurant where the guy comes out with the flashing ginzu knives and chops everything up? And, you know, when he's done, you always look at his hand and make sure there's still 10 fingers, because the Lord knows, you put a little tempura batter on a thumb. Deep fry it? Yeah, crunchy as anything else. No, they're gonna make a pumpkin pie right here with a whole flashing knives. I'm gonna carve it up and all the rest of it, and should be exciting, should be thrilling. Well, hi folks, welcome to the diner, Halloween edition, which means nothing, absolutely nothing planned whatsoever. I'm just not a big Halloween guy, never have been. But here I am, and my name, in case you're curious, is James Lilax. And I'm sitting at my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern formica counter here at the diner on an old Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you happen to be right now. I'm sorry, 18 and a half spooky minutes. Yeah, you weren't scared, were you? No, it's not scary. The dead do not rise. They do not shove their way out of the grave with their mouths full of dirt, issuing low, incoherent moans. Doesn't happen. Skeletons do not walk around seeking vengeance. First of all, they have absolutely no musculature whatsoever. So explain, you know, their animation. And even if they had musculature, even if I spotted them some muscles, I'll even give them tendons. There's no connective tissue, the cartilage between the joints that makes it possible to move. You know, so just forget about it. It's unrealistic. Let alone walking. I mean, have you ever seen the human foot? It's not exactly built to go it alone. It needs that whole fleshy cushion. You know, it's possible they have some sort of skeleton walking school on October 30th to teach them how to walk around without flesh on their feet. Now stand on tippy toes, guys, that'll work, but that would be, you know, ridiculous, because then you'd see a skeleton on tippy toe like he was walking over hot coals or tacks or something, and you'd just make a mental note not to walk where he's walking, because obviously, you know, there's broken stuff there. So no, it's just, none of it works for me. Oh, it was scary once, wasn't it, though? Oh, yes, indeed. Halloween used to be something else. Oh, it was very scary when I was a kid. It wasn't all about candy. It was all about thrills. We believed in it. Why, I still remember the year they dug up Grandpa. Put him in a chair. It was horrible. Maggots coming out of his mouth. Weevils coming out of his eyes. Oh, some of his hair was still sticking to his scalp and something. Uncle hooked up some fishing line and the jaw made it move up and down. Blah, 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 blah. Come here and kiss Grandpa. Oh, man, that was the worst Halloween ever. And then we had to put him back the next day. That was a family event I'll never forget. No, Halloween just isn't like it was when I was a kid. They've ruined it with all their candy and their licensed costumed characters. No, it's never scary. Oh, it may be scary once when you were a kid, when you're very small and you're in some unfamiliar part of the neighborhood doing trick-or-treating, and your father is standing a couple of houses down, and you lose him in the shadows, and you hear the leaves rustling in the gutter, and you look up and you see the bare limbs of the trees scratching at the moon, and for a second you believe, and for a second your breath behind your mask feels very hot and very close. But you shake it off, because this is Halloween, and it's about candy and costumes and witches and goblins, and everybody loves you, and have a happy, happy Halloween. What an odd concept. Happy Halloween. Well, we won't be doing much here today about it, unfortunately. There's just not much to be done. Oh, except, of course, watch my pumpkin pie. He's setting up. Getting the knives all flashing, ready to go snickersnack and make myself a good piece of pumpkin pie. Let's watch. Oh, I'm sorry, that's right. Let's listen. Oh. Didn't you gut the thing first? Gotta clean out the pumpkin. It's all over the place. It's all over the counter. God. Oh, this is disgusting. While he cleans this mess up, let's see if we can find anything Halloween-esque on the jukebox, eh? What do we got here? Oh! B2. Believe it or not, it's Bert Convy.
Stop it, I'm so terrified.
Strange noises coming from a house on the hill. So I crept up to the window and looked over the sill. My heart almost stopped, I nearly died of fright. By the dim candlelight I saw the strangest sight. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too. Dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop. And everything was rocking at the monster's pop.
Yeah, it's always Frankenstein, the Mummy, Wolfman, and Dracula. Like these guys hang out together all the time. I don't think so. You know, the Beatles got sick of each other after 6 or 7 years. I think if these guys show up every Halloween dancing, they're just getting together again for the money. Like the Eagles.
The bats were flying and the moon was full. The crazy witch doctor was dancing with a ghoul. The organ was playing, but no one was there. And the headless horseman was combing his hair. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too. Dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop. And everything was rocking at the monster's hop.
This is the point where we usually get the menu. You know, there was beetle soup and brain pate and fetus on a stick and a chicken saute with a nice peanut sauce. It's sort of a Thai flavor to it. Let's see what he does next. Bert Convy!
I can't forget that empty house up on the hill. The night I saw the monsters dancing, ooh, what a thrill. The wind did howl, the night was black. I nearly lost my mind, I'm never ever going back. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too.
Yeah, we know.
Dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop. And everything was rocking at the monster's hop.
Another in an interminable series of songs validating teen culture by showing monsters doing popular dances. Wonder if in the 19th century they had, a song where somebody looked over a window at a castle and saw Dracula, Frankenstein, Mummy, and the werewolf waltzing, you know. And when he cut in, he really cut in. Sorry.
Hey, is anybody planning to clean this mess up? Starting to drip in my general direction here. I can't do this. It's just pumpkin, seedy guts everywhere. What am I going to do?
Oh, I suppose I could go to the Haunted Diner, right? Remember that? We went there last year. That was fun. Walked through the forest. Went to the abandoned diner. Some say it's haunted. It was the scene of a horrible murder many years ago. Yeah, there's this big, huge, mute fellow wearing a hockey mask with a machete. And somebody walked in and shot him while he was at the counter having a hamburger. And they say his spirit haunts the place still. Of course, you know, it being a diner, there's not an awful lot of places for him to haunt. You know, you can... The haunted milk dispenser doesn't really do much. You know, you lift up the big, heavy silver thing and it's... Moo! Yeah, right. I mean, you're thinking, moo! Ghost of a cow, which is sort of to be expected, more or less. You can haunt the cash register, what? Here's your change. It's haunted. You can haunt the toothpick dispenser, I suppose. Yeah, this toothpick, it's all bloody. It must be hot. Oh, no, that's my gums. Well, we'd go there, but it's vanished. I know. You're thinking, it burned? No, it didn't burn. You're thinking it was condemned? No, it's just gone. Because I was thinking maybe I want to do something from there today, and went into the woods. I know where it is. I know exactly where it is, but it's just not there anymore. And there's no sign of it. I mean, you can see where it was. There's a depression in the ground. You can see where the vegetation grew up around it, where there... You can tell where it used to be because there aren't any trees there. That makes sense. So it's quite possible that it has been winking in and out of our dimension and actually has gone back to hell to be repopulated and stalked with demons and unleashed on the world, an unsuspecting world. That could happen. Or it could have been towed away and put on Craigslist as an example of the fine 1930s Streamland diner. And I will grant you that there were tire tracks leading into the brush, you know, sort of where the diner used to be. But I'm going with the winked out to the alternate dimension and ended up in hell explanation. It's much more satisfying. But, well, it's not there. Can't go there. I suppose we could go down in the basement and explore what's behind the mysterious sealed door. That'd be something to do. I haven't mentioned that before? No. Well, if you remember last week, they're just bringing all kinds of stuff up in the basement, cleaning it out, cleaning out decades of stuff. And behind some crates, they found an ancient door. And oddly enough, no one's opened it up and tried to investigate where it leads. But we got some time to kill, and until they clean up the pumpkin guts here at the counter, might as well head downstairs, open the door, see where it goes. Let's go. I'm going to have to cut through the kitchen here to get to the basement door. They hate when I do this. Sorry. Yeah, I know. I should have a hairnet. Whatever. All right. Here's the door to the basement. That's it. Where's the light? Where's the light? There's no light. There's no light. My God! Oh, here's the switch. All right, down we go. Down. Man, when they dug basements in the day, they dug basements. This is down a ways. Well, let's keep going. All right, well, here we are in the basement. A little musty and dusty down here. Well, they've cleaned it out nicely, though. I can see why they didn't see that door before. Must have been stuff piled up against that wall for centuries. Well, no. Decades. Well, a couple of weeks, maybe. There's a sign over the door. Make it out here. Abandon hop, all ye who enter here. Maybe this is a prohibition thing. You weren't supposed to bring, you know, hops and other brewing materials into the... Hold on. There's an E that fell down. That was it. So the E must... Well, better that the E fell off the hope than the here, I suppose. All right. Let's see if she'll open. Well, I got it open a few inches. Let me try again. Okay, I think I can squeeze through here. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I am in a twisty passageway. I see up ahead a larger room appears to be lit by strange, indistinct means. Well, I don't see any reason why I shouldn't just continue on down this strange, long-shuttered passageway to whatever waits beyond. Do you? Of course not. Spirit of adventure and all that. All right, let's go see what we can find. Better than another Bert Convy song. And there's a door on the left. It's like an adventure game, isn't it?
Look door. I don't see anything special about door. Look handle. There is a handle. Grab handle. I don't understand grab. Turn handle.
Ah! Did that by itself.
Oh. What's inside the room behind the door?
I saw the best minds of my generation.
My God, it's an undead zombie clone of Allen Ginsberg.
Starving.
Oh my God, there's dozens of them in there. What's this by the door? Small little box here. In case of zombies, break glass. There's a grenade in there. Well, I'd best do my duty for God, country, and literature then, shouldn't I? Fire in the hole! That was remarkably satisfying. Well, let's continue down the corridor, shall we? You hear that? It's the haunted organ. The haunted organ from the ghost of Mr. Chicken. Here's another door. Music is coming from behind the door. If I open up the door, I know I'm going to find a portrait with garden shears jammed into a bloody throat. Just like in the movie. Oh God, that scared me as a kid. I had to be taken out. I had to be taken out of the theater. It was the Fargo Theater. I remember we were in the balcony. My mother sat with me for a while. And, while I collected myself. It was very nerve-wracking. Luckily, the next day I went back to college, and so I had the drive home to collect myself, but it's not real. It wasn't real in the movie, and it's not real now. There isn't anybody playing the organ behind there, and there isn't any bloody garden cheers and a bloody portrait behind that door! It stopped. Oh, I get it. This hallway is one of those places that picks up your fears and psychically amplifies them as such, gives them form, gives them shape, and essentially presents you with a never-ending selection of things you fear the most in life, or things you've forgotten that you feared before. Well, now that I know that, that makes it a lot easier. Let's keep going here. See what the old hallway can throw at me. Well, now that I'm onto it, the hallway seems to have stopped its little terrifying gambit. I don't hear anything, do you? Of course, maybe that's what's terrifying, existential silence, the end of existence, the great yawning void in front of us. Throat closing with panic, heart pumping, voice sounding more and more like Shatner. Must regain my nerve. There. Yeah, well, I'm at the end of the corridor. I seem to have passed the first test then, if that's indeed what this is. A set of steps rises before me. Let's see where they go. Something very, very bright up ahead. It's the haunted diner. I'm in the haunted diner, but how could that be? We were just over there a couple of days ago and it was gone. Vanished. But that's where I am. remember this. I was here last year. Yeah, there's my cigar butt. Well, nobody's been around to clean. I guess somebody had the chili. Yeah. It's fun to eat when it's hot, but you know, man, later. Ooh. Yeah. The light is coming from over here, from the jukebox. It's glowing. And there are a pair of garden shears stabbed into the speaker grill. You know, that's just not as frightening as you might think. Well, let's push some numbers and see what she plays.
Now gather round while I lose a date on what goes on when it gets late. Along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for a jamboree. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes. Some have fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. And some don't even bother to wear their skin.
I'm telling you, brother, it's a fearful sight just to see what goes on in the night.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with a fiendish glee.
Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed
is the headless horseman. He's the worst.
When he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin right in his hand, demons take one look and groan.
Then they hit the road for parts unknown.
Well, there's no rage like a spook that's burned.
The ghost don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead.
Well, I'll show them that I can get ahead.
Do, do, wow, 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 wow.
So close all the windows.
Lock all the doors.
Unless you're careful, why, he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause you clip your top if it will fit.
He likes them little, he likes them big. Put him in the middle or wear a wig.
Black or white or even red.
The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip, hip and a clippity-clop.
Why, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan. Cause you can't reason with a headless man.
With a hip, hip, hop and a clippity-clop. Look out!
We know what we're talking about, believe me. You better watch your cues, but take a look at the people who ignored the old good book. Change your ways, you'll find it pays, cause you can't be a haint if you ain't kind of crazed, I guess you'd say. Take our word, we know what we're talking about. You know, this is a pretty spooky thing we're doing here. You don't mind if I turn on another light, do you? Hmm?
That's kind of cool. That's Halloween music I could get behind. 1940s Halloween music before they tarted it up with all sorts of pseudo-rock and roll incrustations. I wonder if there's anything else here from the 40s. Let's try T1.
Thank you.
great. This is great. I'm in a haunted diner in the 40s where they only play really good Halloween music. Oh, I'd say this rocks, but rock and roll Halloween music hasn't been invented yet. Ah, this is the best Halloween ever. Nothing could possibly go wrong. Well, now that I'm here, now that I know how to get here, I can come back here any Halloween I want. But, you know, I should be getting back. Let's see. Which way was the door? The door is gone. The place where I came in, it's just a blank wall. There's no way to get out of here. What? Oh, that was all a dream. I must have fallen asleep. I got pumpkin guts all over the side of my face and in my hair. Oh, what a relief. Oh, you won't believe this. I was in this place where I vanquished all my fears, and I was in an old diner in the 40s that played really great music. It was great. Except for the part about not being able to leave. I suppose that was a nightmare. Whoa! Well, most interesting thing to happen on a Halloween. Didn't see that coming. Well, now it's time to engage in our Halloween festivities here the way we've been planning all day. The 9-foot-tall Pillsbury Doughboy Terminator robot from the future. A little less than 9 feet tall at the moment, of course, because his head was taken off when our Sputnik came in a little too low, knocked it off, but we painted it in a nice pumpkin fashion. And he's holding it in his arms, and he's going to do the headless horseman thing. Of course, we don't have a horse, so we're going to get a block and tackle out, and we're going to lower him onto a tractor, and then we're just going to use a rope, sort of, to tie the wheel in one place and put a brick on the accelerator and point it into a field and just freak the hell out of any kids who are out there having a kegger tonight. It's going to be great. That's Halloween at the diner. Did I throw a grenade into a room full of Allen Ginsberg zombies? I think I did. Wow. The best Halloween ever. Even if it was just a dream. Or was it? No, that was a dream. Well, that'll do it for today, folks. Thanks for stopping by. This has been The Diner for Wednesday, October 31st, 2007. I'm James Lilacs, and I'll see you down the road.